The organization that supports community gardens in the city of Syracuse is growing in a community of immigrants. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Syracuse Grows is going into its sixth year with an eye on the north side.
As the growing season looms in central New York, a city lot on Lodi Street will become a place immigrants and other residents of that north side neighborhood will be able to grow food. Syracuse Grows, a grassroots group that supports community gardens in the city, will establish the Roots Community Garden there this spring. Board member Evan Weissman says the new garden will be across the street from an existing garden. He says there's a big demand for gardening space among the immigrant communities on the north side.
What we have on the north side are a number of newly settled refugees who come from agrarian background often. Maybe they're far separated from that because they've been caught up for a dozen years or so in refugee camps, so they're not coming from farms in Somalia to Syracuse. But they do have agrarian backgrounds, and they do have interest in growing food that are familiar to their cultural food ways.
Syracuse Grows will also be holding its annual Spring Resource Drive in April to collect compost and manure that'll be used in this new garden and 14 others across the city. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.